Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into the weeds, pulling out the key investment signals you need from the latest economy SEA report. That's the big one from Google, Temasek, and Bain. Our mission, basically, is to see where the real momentum is in Southeast Asia, and crucially, how capital is actually flowing right now for investors like you.
Absolutely. And look, the top line story is genuinely strong. The CSEN digital economy, it's really accelerating. We're now looking at it smashing past $300 billion in GMV in 2025. That's 1.5 times what was first predicted just a few years back. It's quite something.
1.5 times. Wow.
Yeah. And what's critical underneath that is steady, like 15% year-on-year growth, not just GMV, but revenue too, which signals, you know, that important shift towards actual monetization. Revenue's heading towards $135 billion.
Okay, that revenue focus is key. So let's unpack that. Where is this monetization starting to, well, really take hold? Which sectors?
Right. So we're seeing it clearly in two more mature areas. First up, e-commerce. The market's definitely consolidating. You know, the bigger regional players are strengthening their grip. And the engine. It's video commerce. It's now pulling in about 25% of the total e-commerce GMV.
A quarter of it. Just from video.
Exactly. And what's wild is this growth, it's fueled by a massive 50% jump year over year in just the number of transactions. Even though, yeah, the average order value is still pretty low, maybe $6 or $7 an order.
Pure volume then. But with AOVs that low, how sustainable is that margin-wise? I mean, are the unit economics actually working out yet?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And efficiency is improving. Which leads nicely to the second big shift. Food delivery.
Yeah.
This sector is getting much, much closer to real profitability. It's moving, you know, from being a sort of subsidized luxury to more of an affordable everyday thing.
Yeah.
And that's not by accident. It comes down to, well, disciplined operations, better logistics, and smartly expanding into higher margin stuff nearby, like advertising for smaller restaurants or ways to monetize in-restaurant dining, too.
Right. That makes sense. Focusing on the unit economics shows real maturity there. Moving beyond just growth for growth's sake. Okay, let's connect this to the MoneySide Digital Financial Services, DFS. What's the funding scene telling us?
Well, funding saw an uptick, about 15%, bringing the total to $7.7 billion. But it was cautious and very strategic. Look, around 80% of that cash went into late-stage deals, mature companies,
right,
and DFS. It continues to grab the lion's share, maybe 45-50% of the total funding.
80% late stage, that really shows investors are backing proven models, especially in finance. And is the underlying DFS infrastructure getting stronger too?
Definitely. We're seeing real milestones being hit. For instance, digital wealth platforms are scaling up. Several now manage over $1 billion in assets. That's significant. And the payment systems are getting really slick. You've now got 8 Sion markets with cross-border QR payment interoperability. That really smooths things out for everyone.
Okay, so the foundation seems solid. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, or maybe the bright spot everyone's chasing, AI. What are the VCs focusing their new capital on?
Yeah, AI is without doubt the major focus now. The investment numbers back it up completely. Over the last year or so, roughly 30% of all private funding went into AI-related startups in the region.
30%? That's huge.
It is. And Singapore is really cementing itself as the hub. It pulled in $1.31 billion just for AI in the period we looked at. And it hosts most of the, 700 active AI startups across Sion. And the key thing for investors right now, the immediate value they're seeing from AI integration, reported by 64% of portfolios, is direct cost savings. That's actually ahead of revenue growth or pricing power for now.
Cost savings first. Interesting. Okay, so wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, we're seeing clearer paths to profit in key sectors like e-commerce and food delivery, solid double-digit growth overall, and a capital market that's definitely playing it safer with late-stage deals, but is betting really big on AI, mainly for efficiency gains initially.
Exactly. If you zoom out, the whole digital economy is shifting gears. It's moving from just chasing volume to playing a value game. And that game is being defined by, well, AI and a real discipline around monetization. And looking ahead, maybe final thought, this next decade in Sion, it's going to be fascinating. You've got these incredible tailwinds like AI speeding everything up, butting up against potential headwinds from fragmented regulations across different countries. So the critical question for investors isn't just how fast can this AI stuff grow? It's more like which specific regulatory environment will actually unlock or maybe block the full commercial power of things like agentic AI. That's where the real complexity and opportunity might lie.